Why are my horses always throw off?
What's he doing on this? No cover! Yes! She's back! Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. Can't wait to get into this one because there's some big tips got up last week, some money to be made as I welcome in my very special co-host, the Colonel.
That's very good from you. Look, the good horses are back here. Nate, the big spruik horse, Mystic Journey, is back after winning the All-Star Mile and the Australian Guineas. But I'm okay, but we haven't located Marshall. He's been AWOL.
We talked about some big tipping last week. Sosa Bond, $20 plus, as we welcome in the man himself, Simon Marshall.
Yeah, just hang on a minute. Just getting back to the Three Wide No Cover family on Twitter. I can't get back to you all from the Sosie Bond last week, but I'm trying my best. You wouldn't believe it. What an unbelievable week we had last week. But, Nate, great.
It's a one-man comedy show down there, isn't it?
It's great to be...
He can't even blow the damn whistle.
It's great to be back on with your good self.
Party house at Marshall's.
Hot potato. Good to have Greg back in the studio. How good.
That's ridiculous.
That's quite funny.
Oh, that's funny.
That's our best
yellow
idiots.
It is a mustard number, isn't it?
It's weird that people have such a fascination with what other people wear. It's just a normal jumper.
But I think you do it for a little bit of a zhuzh up.
No, I do it for my life, and that's how I
zhuzh up.
Let's get on with this.
This is clearly our best opener.
There's been a lot of rain around recently. The track report is very important, yeah. Julian.
Sure is. Caulfield out 10 metres entire. Soft 6 at the moment. Not much rain about Thursday, but little bit of rain. 2 to 5 mils expected Friday, and then we have a drying day on Saturday. I think it'll stay in that soft 6 range. Might even get into the soft 7 range. There's also SD, a 20 to 30 kilometre northerly wind at Caulfield, which we know has an impact in those shoot races because it is straight into their face. But we looked at our stats, our analysis of how this track's going to play, and we're expecting middle to wide is going to be the place to be. We think off the pace, midfield, rail out 10, midfield is where you want to be. Leaders are at a slight disadvantage with this rail and the way the track's going to be, so... It's going to be interesting because there are some horses that are short in the market, especially early in the day, that have drawn inside gates and that will roll forward. But we're expecting middle of the track is going to be where you need to be.
There's plenty of ways to cut the mustard for the track report, isn't there, Julian?
Yes. All right, I'm keen as mustard to get into this one as well. Let's have a look at the first race on the card. It is race number 5, the Vane Stakes, over 1,100 metres. And Bivouac will start the favourite at $2.40. Dubious, $3.60. Excess Funds, Star Surprise in there. Condors Express, Sebricate is a pretty good price. And Aussie at $13, Julian.
The three-year-olds are back from their two-year-old year. A few of these first up, Bivouac in particular. Look, $2.40 there is quite skinny. I marked him $3. I've got him clear-cut favourite. He's obviously come back in really good order. There's no doubting that. His trial was good. Huey Bowman comes down to ride. Godolphin, we know they're flying. But I think this is a race that does have no speed whatsoever, so I think it's going to be the horses that maybe a fit could be the ones, and I'm going with the 7 Excess Funds. This is the fit horse taking on the horses that are first
up. Not a bad price.
Yeah, I think it's with the 8 horses too, I think it's a great each way play. I'd be really surprised if it missed a hole. I liked its Sandown win. It was off a slow speed, but it was the best last 400 of the day. Then it went across to Adelaide, took on some really good horses, including Assertive Approach. It was a two-year-old against the three-year-old horses, so the big syndicates got involved and actually backed Excess Funds, $4.80 into $3.20. That was probably off the two-year-old stats against the older horses. Now it comes back against its own age here in a three-year-old Vane Stakes. But I think it might get last crack at them Excess Funds. I'm with it. I reckon Ollie can lift it over the line.
Marshall?
Yeah, it's really interesting how these two-year-olds furnish into three-year-olds, so we're guessing a little bit as to how much they have improved. I love horses with a penalty, to be honest, coming out of this race that have actually proven. I mean, some of the horses, Jukebox and Russian Revolutions, they had booms on them. They were able to stand up and show that, in particular Russian Revolution, who won this race last year. I like Dubious, and the reason that I like Dubious is that his form's proven. He was a Group 3 winner on debut. He just got beat by Yes Yes Yes, Yes. So that form ties into Bivouac, who was beaten 1.8 lengths by Yes, Yes, Yes.
And that was a fresh run last time, wasn't it? Yes, Yes, Yes one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
he doesn't know.
He was Group 2 winner. Remember, they took him to Queensland. He was a Group 2 winner there. And then they test him over 1,300 metres against the older horses at Group 1 level. Fair enough, he had 48 in his back, Nikita Berryman in the saddle. But he only got beat 1.5 lengths. This horse has residual fitness. I know he's got to carry the penalty, but he rolls forward from his gate, trained on the track, dubious for me. I think I want to stick with him because he's got plenty of upside to colt.
Nice work, boys. Excess funds for Jules and dubious for Simon Marshall. Let's head to the next race on the card over 1,100 metres. And Brooklyn Hustle, it's a pretty open race, this one. Brooklyn Hustle at $4.60. Does Meet Liar 3 kilos better off from last time at $5.50. Exhilarates $7.50. A little bit of a question about the wet. Sizzle Fly, Cheerleader, Lincoln Star. And Simon, one of your favourite horses, Absolute Flirt, because that's what you are when you go out. Who's an absolute flirt?
There you go, eh?
Wow.
Interesting.
Some of your best.
Speedmate.
Speedmate. Now, this is genuinely run race. Bigger field. Sizzlefly will go forward. Sea Tonic will go forward. Cheerleader will go forward from the wide gate. So there's going to be some really good tempo in this race. Don't know if Cheerleader can find a spot, but as we know, Caulfield, not the worst place to be, just with the one bend around the chute races. Geez, I think this race sets up absolutely perfect. In terms of doing your speed map, there's one horse that absolutely stands out like a beacon for me, and that is Brooklyn Hustle. I think it'll get in that right midfield position. I don't know if I want to be with her third or fourth up into the prep going into 1,000 guineas, but gosh, I really want to be with her on Saturday. I think it just sets up perfectly for her. Jason Warren, his career strike rate winning is at around 12-13%. First up, second up, it goes to 18%. These are the times I think you want to be with Jason Warren, first and second up in the horse's prep. And this is what we see with Brooklyn Hustle. The trial was really good. I just love it off the map, and I think it'll sprint really well. Malum is absolutely riding in sensational fashion. He's going at 29% from his last 30 days. So all the factors line up for me that this race will just, the race shape will be perfect for Brooklyn Hustle.
Confident, isn't he? That was as confident as I've seen him in a long time.
It is, but her race pattern to me suggests that she's an unlucky runner. She's going to need a lot of luck. This is a bigger field than the Colts division. Big group of fillies running here. And she's drawn middle to inside, and she gets back and needs cover in her races. That's how she races. So she's going to need that little bit of luck. I would have thought Julesy's Cabella Rosa, Rumble Dole from Mooney Valley, Cheerleader rolls forward, Sea Tonic, La Falaise, Lincoln Star. Damien Oliver jumps off Absolute Flirt to ride Lincoln Star. But I want to go with Absolute Flirt drawn out. It shows really good gate speed. She's a bit of a price here, and I made her a black booker with 59 kilos first up when she had no luck at Mooney Valley. She got caught in the box seat, got dragged back, didn't get out with 100 to go. And when she got out, she went whoosh. And the reason that I like her in this race is because that she's a group three. She's got stakes performance beside her name, Absolute Flirt. And I just think she gets the right run on the speed with the hardest to beat back behind her. The likes of Pinsec, Exhilarates is an interesting runner that's had a little trickle in the market. Brooklyn Hustle is going to be behind her in the run. But Absolute Flirt from that wide gap barrier, she's going to be out of luck. She's going to be on speed. She's going to use the likes of Cheerleader and Sea Tonic, who are in good form, and Rumble Dole to actually track her into the furlong pole. So if I'm Brett Prebble riding Absolute Flirt, I want to use that speed. I want to sit off from three deep with a little bit of cover, or even face the breeze down that side. I'll be happy to stay out of trouble in a big fillies edition and then just wait until I get to the furlong and use that sprint. She's an 1,100 metre specialist, and this is her race to win, and I reckon she's very, very well performed. So Absolute Flirt on top for me.
Well, that's why these two are the best in the business. Simon Marshall, Julian Vlance, and it's not lost on me that you've actually come colour coordinated. If you look at the screen, you've got the yellow stripes on the back screen there, then you've got the yellow three wide no cover, and then you've got the mustard. It's well done by you today.
Yep, no, it's always a bit of layering we have to work
looks
through.
Looks really good. Works in nicely with the sports bet blue as well, doesn't it, Simon?
Some of his best fluff right there.
All right, we'll be back after the break. We've got the Lawrence Stakes and also the Regal Roller. Join us then. Welcome back to Three Wide. No cover getting into the two major races of the day. I need a winner out of you two. I need one big time this week because...
You tipped your Sosie Bond last week.
Yeah, I know, but I need to deposit back into my account. There's nothing in there at the moment.
Right.
And my wife obviously sees that as well, but she's in New York at the moment. Now, I checked the balance. She went out for dinner with a friend last night, $237. So I look at that
solid.
And go,
he's solid,
I've actually got $237 to spend to deposit and go, well, that makes up for your dinner the other night. So I'm looking forward to you blokes giving me something.
That's great that you're in a loving relationship,
Christine,
hiding things from each other.
It's hello, beautiful.
Hello to your wife, who'll be watching this too tonight.
Oh, yeah, watching this from New York. Let's get into race number seven,
she's
the Regal Roller.
Restaurant.
Over 1,200. Be Good Dear Mother. First go at 1,200. Behemoth, $3.60. It's well weighted at 55. Haunted. Scaring punters, as you said, ST. Fundamentalist at 7. Antar at 8. Long Leaf, which I like each way. And Ken's Dream is a pretty big price. How's the speed map looking, Julian?
Speed map, no speed at all. You've just stolen ST's thunder there, I think, with Haunted. But anyway, we'll move on. No speed at all. I think probably Fundamentalist just by default will probably roll forward and may take it up. But there again is just absolutely no speed at all in this race. Where did I land? Look, I'm going to start with the favourite, Be Good to Your Mother. We look at its stats and 6 from 10 and was just absolutely sensational in the off-season. Now has to bring it to the Spring Carnival. He's a favourite in the Rupert Clark and he's probably right there because his figures he was running does match up. There is no doubting that. There's no knock on this horse. The only knock I've got on the horse is just the price. $3 at the moment. I marked him about $3.70, $3.80. So, look, I like the horse, but I'm probably going to be against him this week. That doesn't mean I'd hate the horse, absolutely not. I just am not a person when I'm punting that I barrack for horses. I go to the AFL to barrack when I'm in horse racing on there to make money, and that's what I'm trying to do here. So I settled on Behemoth, and I think Behemoth is the one. Hopefully, I know he's in an Adelaide and a Caulfield, but I think Caulfield is just a perfect race for him. He's had that one run first up behind Assertive Authority or whatever it's called, and there was no speed in that race, got out the back and charged home. Well, now I think he'll be as fit as he can be. And I reckon this race sets up perfectly. I expect him to get over the top of them. I think Be Good to Your Mother will run really well. Haunted, blinkered back on. I would have liked it, but gate one I think is a bit of a concern. And I am absolutely petrified of Long Leaf because I think, as you said, Brownie, his horse can roll forward. And I reckon it's going to run a massive race for you as well. There's not much of a, in terms of size, but I reckon there's plenty of quality in this race.
That couldn't have been any more confusing by somebody that has a Geelong Cats and also Richmond membership. Which team do you barrack for?
He's rolled some AFL in.
Which team? Cross promotion, isn't it?
Which team?
Barrack for Geelong.
Right.
I go to more Richmond games, though, because it's the only time I get to see my family.
When the Cats
so I'm
the
trying to see play. My family by going to Geelong. Look, that qualifying final, 2017.
Why would you ever say that you don't hate a horse? You never hate a horse.
You shouldn't hate anything or anybody.
Well,
there's a lot of vitriol in the world, and I just think that just needs to
stop. That was a real weird sort of setup you had going there.
Well, if you ever spend time with me, you'd understand that it was probably just pretty normal.
Back to my family on Three Wide No Cover on Twitter. Yeah, Sosie Bond was great last week. Is it my go? Is this a racing show?
Well,
fantastic, Chelsea. Hey, you summed it up very well, but who's the best 1,200 metre horse in the race and proven at listed level?
Well, you're going to say Long Leaf.
Well, mate, I'm suggesting that there isn't one because Be Good to Your Mother needs to step up off off-season off-season form, doesn't he? We know he likes to build and roll and he'll be there and try and burn him off on the bend. He's got to be proven at this level. Bohemus coming over from Adelaide, he gets back. And then you got the likes of Haunted who gets a nice run in the race. But will the fence be off by race 7, folks? I think it will be. So I'm sticking with Damien Oliver and Team Lindsay Park with a horse who's got an outstanding first up record. He's had 3 starts for 2 wins and a second. Now, remember, he won a Blue Diamond Preview, I think it was. He was second in the Vane Stakes here last year. He went over to New Zealand and won a mile stakes race, but I reckon he can sprint very well fresh. And why I like him is because he's drawn it outside and he can come across, have Grand Rosso back on his left shoulder. Ken's Dream will get back. He can sit outside Haunted in the worst part of the going. Fundamentalist, follow her through, who's got a lot of weight, 59 kilos here. And Be Good to Your Mother, who's going to ski me into the race. I want a horse that can run well fresh and that's going to hit the line hard and who loves Caulfield. That horse is Longleaf. I think I can trust him in this race. I think he's a horse with a lot of scope. I think he's still a bull, a stallion. And you're shopping around the $9.50 mark, so each way all day, Longleaf with Damien Oliver.
Nice work, Longleaf, Resty and Behemoth. Let's head to the feature race of the day, and it's the PB Lawrence Stakes. Mystic Journey, even money there at $2. And I think the only time I can remember Mystic Journey losing was at the Valley. Sweet Raquette beat it, and I was in big time that day. Unfortunately, Hartnell, $4. Cliff's Edge, $7.50, a very good second up horse. 50 stars, loves the wet, suited at 15 at 1400, and that's at $9.50. Kanedna, 13, and Trap for Fools, can't really pronounce the other one, but 26 bucks, going to be pretty hard for that to win.
The price in the market would suggest $26 for Newf Box. Bosk, I don't know if that's Newf how Bosk. You spell it. Yep.
It was in the trial,
Time form 116.
Is it German?
Mm-hmm. It's pretty good, pretty high time form 116, but much better over further ground. So I'd expect it just to have a nice little run. Look, no speed in this race. Absolutely, again. Don't even really know who'll take it up, to be honest. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. We see the return of Mystic Journey. She is possibly the headline horse of the Spring Carnival. She is the Cox Plate favourite. We see her resuming over 1,400 metres. Look, I think, what is she, $1.90 or something like that at the moment?
$2.
Brandy? $2. Well, that's bang on what I marked her. I marked her at $2. She is the most likely horse to win this race. But I'm just tipping against her, just because I think there's a couple of variables that I just don't know. Ooh. If it's a soft seven or any worse, I'm just concerned that her best three runs for me have been on Cox Plate Day when she won the three-year-old race and the two races in Flemington. Now, what they all had together was they were flint hard tracks and she could absorb high pressure races and then still sprint off them, which means she is an outstanding filly now mare. She's not going to get those conditions on Saturday. It's going to be a soft track. There's going to be no tempo. So not exactly what she wants. And she's first up. She's not here to win this. If you spoke to Adam Trinder and said, well, what's one race out of the five races you're going to run in that you're happy to miss or lose, he'd say the Group 2 PB Lawrence. So every other race is going to be a Group 1 that she runs in. That's where they're going to be trying their hardest. Not that they're not trying this week. I just think the race shape doesn't set up perfectly for Mystic Journey. So I'm going with Cliff's Edge, who's had the one run. He's now second up, as Brownie said, got a good second up record. I liked him behind Scales of Journey, Scales of Justice. I thought he ran really well. The market liked him. He was $8.50 into $5 that day. That was a positive sign. My mail was he was very big in the yard, so he's going to improve a lot. He'll be on speed. I reckon Cliff's Edge will run well.
It's a super insight into Mystic Journey at $2 because it's a short price. You have to outlay a lot, and the normal punter, the average punter, wouldn't know all the things you've just brought up. So well done.
I thought he was disappointing his last 70, Cliff's Edge, so I want to see one more from him. I know he's going to roll across from that outside barrier with Trap for Fools to maybe put on the speed. If you're Anthony Darmanin and you're riding Mystic Journey, what do you do? Do you stay away from the fence knowing that race 8, the fence is going to be no good with this juice in the track and they want to be getting off 10 metres out? Do you want to lead and go with Trap for Fools and not get caught in a box seat and have the likes of Cliff's Edge, Hartnell come across like you're in, and then the fly in the ointment for me is a horse called 50 Stars, who I marked down as a future weight for age horse after last preparation. Remember, this horse started favourite in a Doncaster. Mm. His form was absolutely red hot leading into that race. And what I like about him is he's got form behind Manuel, who went on to be a Group 1 horse at this track and trip. He ran second to Manuel. So he is first up. He runs extremely well first up. He loves a sting out of the track. He's drawn out. He can follow Cliff's Edge across. But please, if I'm riding 50 stars, just get on the back of Hartnell. He's proven in this in these conditions. He's proven at the 1,400 metre, and he runs super fresh. Get on the back of Hartnell. Have Mystic Journey on your right eye just in front of you. Let Cliff's Edge and Trap for Fools go. Try and sneak in across behind Hartnell and push Samari back with Sikandarabad. The rest just get back and want to run on. So it's advantage 50 stars if I'm riding him in this horse. I don't care if I'm three deep with a little bit of cover rolling down the side from the 1,000, 8 and 600, because I'm going to be creeping. I'm going to be watching what Mystic Journey does. She's got the target on her back. Hartnell's going to drag me into the race. I'm going to peel off them late, and I want to try and hunt them and try and win it with 50 metres to go. I think he's the right horse, and I think he can run a cheeky race first up at a price.
Oh, very nice work. That is the PB Lawrence, and a very good summation of it too. Let's have a look at the Black Book selections as chosen by you. As we bring them up there, Jules, this is all over the place on Saturday.
Yes, that one there that we're looking at is definitely from last week, but if you look at it, Scales of Justice will be there. Exilida goes to Adelaide. It's a horse that absolutely busted the clock at Pakenham Synthetic, went 1.5 seconds inside standard time. That last race at Adelaide is a future form race that you want to be following. It's a ripper. Then you've got Mystic Journey, Benetoit and Condos Express. But you chose them, guys. But Scales of Justice is a great one, and I'd be looking at Excelia.
His gallop with Malagara on the synthetic track at Geelong on Wednesday was really good. I love the way he picked up, so he's ready to rock and roll. Scales of Justice.
Nice work. Still plenty more to come. Panel beaters around the country. Jules' multi got up last week, so that's all to come. Welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. Time to get into around the country. Jules heading to Belmont first.
Race 5, number 5, great again. Don't be worried about the 42 days off punters. 5 of the 7 wins have come off 28-day breaks or more. W Pike on. I like it.
Staying with you, going to South Australia, Morphettville.
Yeah, race 1, number 2, Egyptian Gold. Small field here. Its win at Ballarat, it was a really slow tempo, but it zipped home. Best last 400, last 200 of the day by far. And I expect it now to just platform off that. Lindsay Smith, can you please not do that anymore?
5-2, Skuldora for me at Morphettville. She's a star first up. She beat Thine is the Power and also First Diamond winning first up. She's got that Blue Roche form, so, and Embrace Me. She'll be winning, I would have thought, first up at Morphettville, 5-2.
Let's head to Queensland, Eagle Farm.
7-13, Trevallon. Good 1,600-metre win last start in good time. It's had some time off, but it's had a 1,000-metre trial to keep it up to the mark, so it's still ready to rock and roll over the same distance.
39-3-9, McEwen for me. This horse, geez, he just hit the wire beautifully. His last 100 running third there. He meets Yeah Nah, who ran second in that race better, and he's won at this track and trip. So 3-9, McEwen.
Kensington.
2-1, Connemara. First go 1,400 metres, but best three runs for me for this horse have been in 1,200 metres and they've been in generally fast tempo. So I think the 1,400 metres will suit. 7-day backup, Nashra Willer, yes.
67 at Kensington, so you win. This horse won on a good 4 and also a soft 7, then hit a heavy 8, had a nice little freshen up and a trial in between, back on the good track. There's a shorty in it, Wolfie, $2.60 from the Gay Waterhouse team. That's the horse to beat, but I'm happy with so you win back on the dry.
And lastly, headed to Caulfield.
Yeah, race 9, number 11, Bala Valla. I really love what Will Clarkin has done with this horse over in Adelaide last two starts. Ran faster time than Assertive Approach last start there. Linda goes on. It'll suit this horse that goes forward, and mares that win or in form continue to hold it. And I reckon Bala Valla is just in the right spot at the right time.
Good,
it's a really
way.
Good race, but I reckon each way it's going to be in it for a really long time for you.
Get the cash early with Pippi. She's got that Multaja form and also Sunlight, only beaten 2 lengths by her, and she won first up beautifully at Queensland. She's had that beautiful prep, residual fitness. Pippi, 1.12 at Caulfield.
Ah, nice work, boys. Let's get straight into the panel beaters. Boys, Tyke Simmons this week. Race 8 has taken Hartnell. Where are you guys headed?
We go Mystic Journey. She's the best horse in the race, best performed horse. She's a Cox Plate favourite, and she should be winning that first up.
And neither of you tipped it, which
yes.
Is great.
That'll get some money for the charity, hey?
Yeah. All right, Jules, you got your multi up last week. Where are we heading this week?
Yeah, we got it last week. We're similar vein this week. The three horses again. Pippi the place, so we're with SD there. Age of Chivalry the place, and then we go with Mystic Journey the place.
Ooh.
6-4 in the old, $2.50 for you there, punters.
Not long to go now. Just reconfirm both best of the weekends for you two this weekend.
1.12, Pippi.
Bala Valla in the last at Caulfield each way.
Nice work,
nice
Nate.
Work. I don't think Wally's going to be back next week. I think he's still over in London. He's still doing the grubs. I don't think they're doing a hell of a lot over there, to be honest. But good to have you here, the Colonel. SD Marshall, one of the greatest jockeys of all time. Three Wide No Cover. Join us again next week.